evening, everybody. Both of you? Thank you for attending. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this weekend with us at MCC. We began this year with a sermon series about leaving 2020 behind and moving forward. We ended that series with the message, moving forward in prayer. We agreed that we dare not even think about moving forward unless we move forward in prayer. We must move forward always seeking to do, to be, and to say what is right in God's eyes. We're following that series up now with our present series, Dangerous Prayers. If we're going to move forward in prayer, we need to be aware and armed with these dangerous prayers. Now, these are not dangerous in the sense that they are somehow bad for you and that you should avoid them. On the contrary, we should be praying these prayers daily, especially if we want to move forward. They are dangerous in the sense that the answers may be more than you bargained for. A couple had been married for 35 years, and the pair was also celebrating their 60th birthdays. During their celebrations, a fairy godmother appeared and said, "Because you have been such a loving couple all these years, I will give each of you one wish." The wife said she wanted to travel around the world. The fairy godmother waved her magic wand, and whoosh, the wife had first class tickets in her hands to see the world. Then it was the husband's turn. He paused for a moment, but then in typical male fashion, he said boldly, "Well, I'd like to have a wife 30 years younger than me." So, true to her word, the fairy godmother waved her magic wand and swoosh, he was now 90 years old. The answer to your wishes, the answer to your prayers may not be what you bargained for. So be careful. But by all means, we need to pray these prayers. All of these prayers we have and will be looking at are dangerous because they may move you out of your comfort zone. They're dangerous because they may take you places you never thought you could go. They may have you doing things you never thought you could do. So far, we have been encouraged to pray these dangerous prayers. First, search me. The psalmist wrote, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Or, as the message says, "Investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm all about. See for yourself whether I've done anything wrong. And then, guide me on the road to eternal life." We follow that with "Break My Heart." David wrote, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, a broken and contrite heart that you, God, will not despise." And last weekend, Pastor Jeff encouraged us to pray, "Speak to me." And Boy, was that a powerful message. Let me just say, hush. If you were here or have heard that message online, you understand. This weekend, we continue our Dangerous Prayers series, encouraging each of us to pray, "Make me bold." Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6 in your Bibles, or follow along on the screen or on your phones if that's where you have your Bible app. Many of you recognize the mention of this text, or at least it sounds familiar to you. It's the one that preaches so well on Mother's Day, because it begins with, "Children, obey your parents." That's good preaching on Mother's Day. It shifts gears, however, at verse 10, and begins to conclude this letter with a reminder. It's a reminder that as Christians, we are at war. This is not a game. This is not a rehearsal. We are at war. We are at war with the devil and his evil forces. And we need to be strong in the Lord and his mighty power so we can take a stand against the devil's schemes. To do that, verse 10 through 17 tells us, put on the full armor of God. Pointing out in that text that the word of God is our sword, verse 18 shifts our attention to the power that wields that weapon. And that power is prayer. Verse 18 says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Then the Apostle Paul follows that in verse 19 with this. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Perhaps you learned the King James Version, and for me, that utterance be given me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now, this is simply another verse that the Message reads so well. The Message says, and don't forget to pray for me. Pray that I'll know what to say and have the courage to say it at the right time. How many of you know by experience that it's not always the right time to say things? We maybe shouldn't have said that. Not then. And so pray that I'll know what to say, that I'll have the courage to say it at the right time, telling the mystery to one and all, the message that I, jailbird preacher that I am, he's writing this letter from prison, jailbird preacher that I am responsible for getting out. Wherever, whenever, whoever, pray that I may speak boldly. Have the courage to say at the right time the right things that others may come to know you. Now, while this is a request for the Ephesian church to pray for Paul, it is in the context of praying for one another as we can do battle. I love that song. It's how I do battle. While we all do battle against the devil and his forces. Paul is not asking them to pray for him to speak boldly because he's the only one who's supposed to talk about the gospel. This is a prayer we should pray for each other and for ourselves every day. Sharing the good news is the work of every Christ follower. We all have the message of God's love, his grace, his mercy and forgiveness to share. Too often we mistakenly believe that sharing God with others is the preacher's job. That's what we hire the preacher to do. Or it's the Sunday school teacher's job. But it's not. It's everybody's job. Sharing God with others is not just about preaching sermons or teaching Sunday school lessons or leading small groups. It's about talking to others every day as we go through this life, as we have those opportunities, telling them about God. It's using our testimony to help others come to know Jesus. The Great Commission was not to go to Bible college and get a preaching degree and then find a church that will let you preach and save their community. No, it was be my witnesses. Give testimony to what you have seen and heard in your life. After the great persecution arose following the stoning of Stephen, the believers in Jerusalem were scattered. And the Bible says they, not the apostles, in fact, ironically, the apostles stayed in Jerusalem, but they, the believers, they went everywhere preaching. They did. The word for preaching used here means to evangelize, to instruct men concerning the things pertaining to Christian salvation. Everywhere they went, they all told others about this marvelous salvation that is found in Christ Jesus. Now listen, that was not Bible preaching that they were doing. They didn't have a Bible then. How many of you believe the church needs to be more bold in sharing the life-changing message of God's love and forgiveness, perhaps now more than ever?
Amen.
Yeah? How many of you believe you need to be more bold in sharing the life-changing message of God's love and forgiveness? You are the church. But we all know one of the biggest obstacles to us doing that is fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of saying the wrong thing, messing things up. Fear of not knowing the answers to questions someone may ask us. Fear of what others will think of you. Fear of someone bringing up your shortcomings. So let me ask you a question. When was the last time, or have you ever, prayed for and asked others to pray for you to be bold in sharing your faith? Add to that question this one. How often do you pray for God to fill all of us with boldness? How often do you pray that MCC will be the boldest spokespeople for God in this community? Now understand, bold does not mean arrogant. Bold is not boasting. Bold is not loud and proud. Bold is not in your face and holier than thou. Bold is not I'm right and you're wrong. Just two chapters earlier, Paul says in Ephesians 4:15, we become more and more like Jesus when we speak the truth in love. Anyone care to guess what word Paul uses here for love? Agape. Agape. Agape is God's love. Agape is unconditional love. It is an accepting love. It is a caring love. Agape is a love that is respecting of others. It is forgiving love. It is a patient love. It's how God has loved you and still does. Yes, we need to speak. We need to speak the truth. And we need to speak to others boldly, but with love. We need to speak to others as God would speak to them. So, what are we asking for when we ask God to make us bold? The dictionary defines bold as showing an ability to take risks. An ability. I mean, you're good at it necessarily. How many of you feel like you're really excited about taking risks? But it's being bold is showing an ability to take risks. It's confident and courageous. So first, when you ask God to make you bold, you're asking Him to help you be more willing to take risks. Make me bold in my testimony for you, God. Make me bold in sharing the mystery of the gospel with those around me. In other words, partially I'm saying, God, help me take risks. Help me step out of my comfort zone. Help me go beyond any place I've ever been before in being willing to surrender my life to your will and calling any day, anytime, anywhere, with anyone. Help me take risks. One of the questions Pastor Jeff gave us to ponder last week was this: when God speaks and gives someone a job to do for Him, when did it make their life easier? Do you remember the answer? Never. Never. Search the scriptures, Old and New Testament alike. Never did God ask someone to do something for Him, to put a call on their hearts that made life easier. He gave us several examples, and these were just a few. I hope you've seeing this thing come alive to you as you continue to go through scriptures. He spoke to Moses in the burning bush and sent him back to Egypt, back to speak to Pharaoh, back where he was wanted for murder, back to free the Israelites from 430 years of slavery. Was that going to be easy? Or when God told Abraham to kill and sacrifice his only son, was that going to be easy? Or when God told Noah to spend the next 120 years building an ark and preaching without any responses to the invitation, and that only he and his family would be safe on board the ark with animals while God destroyed everyone else in a flood in a time when it had never rained before. Was that going to be a worldwide cruise God was sending him on? When God told Mary he was finally ready to send the Messiah to his people, and he was going, the Messiah was coming, and he was going to save his people from their sins, deliver them from all unrighteousness, that was the greatest news anyone could hear. It was what everyone in Israel had been waiting for since forever. But when Mary was told how it was going to happen, that she, though a virgin, was going to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit and give birth to the Son of God, true as that may be, was it going to be the easiest thing to tell Joseph or their parents or their families or anyone else for that matter? Who would believe such a crazy story? Who would believe that Mary had not been unfaithful? Who would believe and rejoice that she was a virgin yet pregnant with the Messiah? Risky? Yeah. All of them. Each and every one of them. And what God asked you to do, what He asked me to do, what He asked MCC to do, what He asked every Christ follower to do for Him is going to be risky. Every time God speaks with a task for us to do is risky. We need to be praying daily for boldness. If we're going to pray pray these dangerous prayers, asking God to search me, to break my heart, stubborn heart and stubborn heart, to speak to me, then you better pray for him to make you bold. Because when he speaks, he not only says, I love you and I forgive you, he also says, as you go into the world, I'm sending you to be a witness to the things I've done in your life, to tell those around you everywhere you go that I want to do the same thing in their life. Now that's risky business. Someone who's bold is daring and brave. When you act in a bold way, you're taking some kind of risk. You could be risking physical danger. You could be risking embarrassment. You could be risking your reputation. That's why we need to pray for boldness. Because when we ask for boldness, in part, we're asking God to help us be more able and willing to take risks for him. Second, we're asking God to help us be more courageous, not timid. And it's right that we ask for that. Timothy tells us the spirit God gave us does not make us timid. Are you timid? You kind of standoffish, kind of uncertain, kind of wavering? That didn't come from the Holy Spirit, because the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. We're asking God to help us be more courageous. We all recognize, I think, that we need more courage to speak out for him. Are you spirit-filled? Are you spirit-led? Are you following the Spirit's leading in your life? You can answer that by looking at your faith journey and seeing if you are living boldly, not timidly, for Jesus. Is it time? Ask God to make you bold, courageous, not timid. And third, we're asking God to help us be more confident. Now, not confident in ourselves, not confident in our abilities, our knowledge, confident in God and what he can do with any of us. Pastor Jeff can tell you every week, we'll go day after day talking a little about the upcoming messages and where we think this passage is leading us and what God's trying to say. And sometimes we just have to say, you know, I just don't feel good about this. I can't make this work. And Jeff, with all of his wisdom, his young people, says to this old geezer, well, quit trying. Hush. And listen to God. Let him make sense of it. And God somehow brings it together every time. Confident that he will give us the opportunities and the right timing. Confident he will give us the right moments. Confident he will give us the very words we need to say. He will give you the words to say does not mean don't worry about it, just fly by the seat of your pants, or just wing it. As Paul told young Timothy, we need to become a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. That comes from studying his word. That comes from meditating on his word. That comes from getting with others and learning from others more and more about his word. We need to grow in our faith. And part of that is growing to where we are confident to be bold in sharing our faith. If you've been a Christian for 20, 25 years, and you still don't feel like you can share your faith, where have you been the last 20, 25 years? Listen, among the many things we are, MCC is a praying church. Would you agree? Each week we ask for your prayer requests. You can even send us your prayer requests online. The elders pray for those requests after every Sunday service. And except for the request that you asked to keep confidential, we shared those requests with many, many prayer partners and added more requests throughout the week. At every elders meeting, we go over our shepherding list and we pray for each family and the needs you've made known to us. We have a prayer ministry team working on prayer events throughout the year, including our prayer journey. It's coming up very soon. Pastor Jeff was telling me tonight, because of circumstances of what's happened in our facilities here recently, we're going to move a couple of weeks. And do we know what that date is yet?
15th.
March 15th. The week of March 15th. You'll be watching for more details on that prayer journey. If you've ever been on one of those here, you know what a life-changing effect it can have on your life. If you haven't, you need to experience it this year, now more than ever. We pray for one another about many things. Health issues, financial needs, marriage matters, family difficulties, the death of loved ones, wisdom for our leaders, and much, much more. But one thing, perhaps, we do not pray for each other enough is boldness to speak for God. We need to pray for each other that God will fill us all with boldness to speak for Him. Because we need that boldness at home, we need it at work, we need it at school, we need it everywhere. You know, strangely, one of the most awkward moments for Christians is when someone asks us, "What can I pray for you today?" Occasionally, I'll stick my head in Pastor Jeff's office and ask that very thing. "Hey, Jeff, anything I can pray for you today?" There's nothing better than knowing that so many people are praying for you every week as we're preparing messages, or preparing small groups, or preparing for youth groups, or preparing Sunday school lessons. And trust me, we feel it. We know it. And it encourages us and it emboldens us to know we are carrying on your prayers. Can you imagine if every Christian was turned loose into the workplace, into our schools, into our neighborhoods, and into our communities, and every one of us took the risks to speak courageously and confidently and with boldness for Jesus? In the time we have left, let's examine our passage one more time. Verse 18 in Ephesians 6 shifts from the armor of God to prayer. Pray. Pray all the time, on all occasions. Pray all kinds of prayers. Pray to find that lost set of keys. Pray for God to melt that snow so we can see the grass again. Pray all kinds of prayers. But be alert and keep on praying. Pray for all the Lord's people. Pray for each other. Verse 19 has, "Pray for me." Don't be afraid to ask others to pray for you. I think Paul is saying the message is clear. There is no other gospel. What I really want you to pray for is the messenger. That may be you, it may be me, it may be the one sitting right next to you today. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your teachers. And here's where it gets dangerous. Pray for yourself. Because today or tomorrow or next week, you may be the messenger that God has sent to someone else. Pray for the messenger. And in doing so, first pray for opportunities. Don't force it. Believe me, there are opportunities galore out there. God will lead you and others together at the right time for His purpose. Pray for me that whenever I speak, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to speak Jesus things 24/7. You need to live and breathe them. That's the air you breathe. But whenever you speak, Whenever God gives me the opportunity, whenever God opens a door, whenever God speaks to me, let me speak the truth in love, boldly, about God's love to others. Pray for opportunities. Don't be like I was growing up in high school. We went through that series about the four spiritual laws. You remember those? And we learned those at the Biz, of course, baptism. And we go around house to house, knock on doors. And we would we went to the mall a few times with our youth group, and we'd just speak to anybody that came along and share the four spiritual laws, the five spiritual laws with them. But every time I would be with a partner and we'd go to somebody's door, we would pray for each other on the way up. And you know what my prayer usually was? Don't let them be home. I should have been praying, God, make this the opportunity. Pray for opportunities. Secondly, pray for clarity. Pray that what I say makes sense. The best way to do that is to pray, He will give me the words I need. That He will make known and not confuse, use me to confuse the wonderful message of God's forgiveness and love. Pray that I will speak for Him fearlessly, boldly, courageously, and pray that I will speak clearly in understandable, make sense words that others can grab hold of. Thirdly, pray for the recipient. Don't forget, you've got to speak to someone. Pray for them, too. We all run in different circles, but that just means that between us, we touch a lot of different people every day. We touch a lot of different people all over our communities. You meet and you know people others of us may never see. We don't all work at the same place, but every place we work, there are people who need the Lord. Some of you are students or teachers, and as such, you are with classmates and students who may only see Jesus in you. And the examples go on and on and on. So, here's our takeaway. Pray for all the Lord's people to be bold for Him. You can start by making a point to pray daily for boldness for you. Lord, make me bold. And then you can be asking Him to make our brothers and sisters in Christ bold. Pray that He will give us all boldness to stand up and to speak out for Him. Each day, pray specifically for someone else to be bold in the same way where they work, where they live, where they play, with their neighbors. That may be praying for your spouse to be bold for God at her work. Or your children to be bold for God at school. Or a friend to be bold for God in their circle of friends. But for sure, it means pray. Father God, we come to You in prayer, as the Scripture said tonight, of all kinds. Asking for all kinds of things. Praying on behalf of all sorts of people and circumstances. But tonight I hope You've challenged each of us to just stop and ask ourselves, have I ever really asked You to make me bold? And in so doing, to help me take risks. I know it's not going to be easy. It's okay. You are with me, and as we say tonight, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I pray that You will speak to me, but I pray in speaking to me that You will prepare me to boldly take what You say to others. I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ that they too may be bold as they live their faith out loud, sharing their faith, their testimony about how you work in their life and their circumstances. As Abraham Lincoln once said to his son Todd, you take this book, the Bible, you take this book for everything it says. You take this book for everything you understand, and then take the rest on faith. Father, I want to learn and study and know more, grow in my faith, grace, and knowledge. But I'm going to depend on you to take me even further than I ever imagined I could go. And to do that, I need to be bold and take some risk. If that's really where you're leading me, I want to follow. Make us bold. Give us courage to say the right thing at the right time. Make us confident. Because we're not unsure of the gospel message. In fact, if there is anything in our lives we need to be really sure about, it's that you love us. And that through Jesus on the cross, you forgave us. And that through the resurrection and to glory, you're preparing a place for us and you're coming again. Help us be comforted in that. Make us bold. In Jesus' name, amen. If there's a decision you need to make tonight, if there's a decision for those of you who are watching online you need to make, let us know. We invite you to come tonight as we sing. We invite you to get hold of us any way you can from online. Email us, text us, call us, stop by. Jump on the website and shoot us a note back. We'd love to talk to you about your decisions. But if you're here tonight with a decision as we stand and as we sing, would you come?